Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough. It's Saturday night. We're glad to be with you from New York. And just a gorgeous night upon us. 81 degrees was the high in New York today. And those of you that saw just a second ago a live shot from Times Square, the people are out enjoying it tonight. So we might have some activities going on in Times Square before it's all done. If you're listening by way of radio, you're going, how could I have seen it, Kev? What are you talking about? Well, it's because this broadcast cannot be stopped. It's all over the globe, but we are both on radio and television in the UAN in Texas carrying us tonight. Very excited tonight. We evidently are going to Japan very soon because they tell us we're going to be on the Roku. That's like the capital of Japan, right? The Roku? Anyway, go to uanetwork.tv. You'll find out for yourself. The Roku. The Baldwin McCullough is coming to the Roku very soon. Roku? Is it Mandarin? Am I getting my locations mixed up? I'm sorry. Anyway, those of you that have the Roku, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then very, very soon, in the month of August, Baldwin McCullough Radio, here, what we do here on 338 radio stations across the country, will be then launched on television here in New York City as well. So if you're in New York City, you can listen to us on our fabulous flagship, AM 970, The Answer. You can watch us on Channel 17. I think this is after August 1st, and it's going to just be a fabulous time. Now, you may have noticed, Kevin, you're doing a lot of talking tonight. Where's Baldwin? He called this afternoon and said he'd be busy. Now, actually, some of you know that his mom runs the Carol Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund, and from time to time, the four Baldwin brothers, yeah, some people have been a little confused. There's four? Yes, there are. Can you name all of them? Yes, I can. Danny, Stephen, Billy, and Alec. Can you name the sisters? Ah, see, I'd beat you on that one easy. One of the brothers evidently was not going to show up as he had been instructed to by mom. So Stephen, at a last minute, needed to get on a car and head north to make this VIP event tonight. But he's going to check in with us at the top of the second hour, so that should be fun. And after all his blathering about the hostile takeovers the last couple of weeks, it's just really good to just, like, have him not here. I'm kidding. I miss him. By the way, that means that you take on the co-host role tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I know that Tokyo is the capital of Japan. Who typed that on the screen? Was that Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's called dry sense of humor. I was being very... okay. But no, we're going to be on the Roku very soon. And that's not the capital of Japan. But you should go to uanetwork.tv and find out what it is. So tonight, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to do topics and calls. And so what I want to do is I want to interact with you on what I think is becoming one of the most discouraging elements of modern society. This on Fox News. I had other topics picked out tonight, and then I saw this headline tonight. Attorneys general across the country are fighting against new federal administration guidelines on businesses. And you're probably saying, well, Kev, why? Why are the attorneys general, why are they fighting against the Obama administration on this thing that involves businesses? You want to know why? Here's the reason. According to Fox News, posted tonight, the federal administration, the Obama administration, wants the states to be disallowed of using, get this, please stay with me. This is a very important key part of the conversation to understand, because it doesn't sound crazy until you understand what they asked for. The federal government is asking the states to pass laws that will disallow business owners from using criminal background checks to hire people. How does that make sense? You're running a small business. Someone walks in. Who are you? I'm Mark Smith. Yeah, that's the ticket. Can I check it out? Nope. The administration said you can't check nothing. So this is what they're at. The nine attorneys general sent a letter last Wednesday to the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which in April 2012 voted in favor of the new guidelines that said, and this is how the administration is trying to bully them with it. Well, you know, if you run criminal background checks, you may be guilty of discrimination on some level, because there might be some people that get incarcerated at higher rates than others. And I'm a business owner in the New York area, and I employ people, and I'm trying to figure out how that's my problem. 888-340-3373. The feds are asking the states to disallow the business owners from running criminal background checks for people that the businesses have to hire. They're not going to work for the state. They're not working for the federal government. They got to work for people like me. And I'm supposed to not check on them, see if their references check out. I'm not supposed to check to see if they have felony records in their past. This is insane. But this is what we're being asked to do. Now, 15 months after issuing these guidelines, which included the recommendation that businesses eliminate such policies, the recommendation that the businesses eliminate such policies, the commission filed lawsuits against discount retailer Dollar General and a BMW facility in South Carolina for alleged civil rights violations. Okay, I think we all need to take a huge, huge breath here. By the way, my phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I would really like to know your thoughts about the federal government asking the states to ask the businesses within their states to not run criminal background checks by employers for people that they will potentially hire. Do you think that the federal government, number one, has any business asking businesses through the states what they should and shouldn't do? Do you think the states are just within their rights to say to the federal government, go eat tree bark? These are people in our state. These are people that live in our cities. But the feds are doing this a lot. Those of you in Texas tonight, listening in San Antonio and Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston and all across the state on the UAN and the Verizon channel, your state has been picked on in particular. Because after you went to the polls and voted in such a way so as to say, you know what, we're going to make our own guidelines on how people vote in the future. We're not going to listen to Washington, D.C. tell us how to write our own rules about when people can register to vote and when they can't. Eric Holder this last week said, I don't know that we're going to allow you to do that. You might have to ask my permission before you pass a rule about how people get to vote. Like the Attorney General for the United States federal government is someone that Texas even has to listen to. Okay, 888-340-3373. Those of you listening on Sirius XM, great radio stations across the country, I want to know your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The federal government is asking the states to require businesses in their purview, in their domain, to not be allowed to run criminal background checks when they hire people. Is this a sign on one? There's two, you know, parts of this debate. One of them would say, this is government overreach. This is government interference. Government has no business there. That's the side I'm on, if you haven't figured it out. The other side are people that say, no, you don't understand, Kev. That's going to create all kinds of racial profiling and everything else. And the government's within their rights to ask businesses not to do criminal background checks on potential employees. I've got to think, I got four phone lines dead silent right now. I got to think there's at least four people in all of America that think this is somewhat important. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Baldwin's on vacay. KMC's in the house. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We call it Saturday Night Funny sometimes. But we're glad to be with you regardless. 888-340-3373. And coming right back to discuss this and the common sense or lack thereof behind it when we continue. Live from New York and online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Stay with us.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Very glad to have you with us from New York on Saturday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central, and, 6 to 8 on the West Coast. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight as Stephen is attending an important event function for his mother's breast cancer research fund and will be joining us, I think, momentarily at the top of the next hour to say hi and tell us what he's up to. At least I hope that that is the case. And if you're watching on the UAN Television Network, we welcome you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And by way of Sirius XM and 338 additional radio stations, we're glad that you're with us as well. It's the funnest way to spend your Saturday nights, and that's why we're here. We get a little silly. We got to blow some steam off after the rest of the week, and sometimes headlines just do that for you. like when you read moments before you go on the air that the federal government is wanting to ask businesses to be disallowed from having permission to run criminal background checks on their potential employees. Okay, how does that make sense? 888-340-3373. Let me just, and by the way, I've posted this on my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. You can actually see the article and read it for yourself. But you've got the federal government going to the state governments and asking the state governments to say to their people, this is illegal, you shouldn't do this, this is bad, et cetera, et cetera. Now, several of the state's attorneys general have written back and said, go eat trees. We're not going to do this. You're insane. We got small businesses trying to make it in tough neighborhoods. They have the right to run criminal background checks on people before they hire them. That's just part of what they have the right to do. And others are saying, you don't understand. You don't understand. There's this community and that community, and they're arrested at higher rates than others, and so they may, you know, have stolen a lollipop when they were eight, and then that's going to keep them from getting the job. So where... And understand, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I don't wear a jersey in that game. I like to think about truth. I like to focus on truth, and I want to do everything I can to understand the truth. So what I want to ask you tonight in a give-and-take conversation, 888-340-3373, is how do we come to some sort of understanding of one another on this? Because I think that as business owners, those business owners have an absolute right to run criminal background checks on people before they hire them. And they would be, I would consider them, irresponsible business owners if they hired somebody that had a record and then they ended up getting ripped off because that person went and robbed them. I don't think they should get insurance money or anything else for that because, well, you didn't do your job. You didn't check the person out before you hired them. But there are those of you tonight that are saying, Kev, you don't understand. If you put that kind of power into the hands of certain people, the African-American community that's already having trouble at a much higher rate of being unemployed is also going to be systematically, especially males, are going to be systematically kept from certain jobs because they're incarcerated at 10 times the rate of everybody else. Not just one ethnicity. They're incarcerated 10 times the rate of all other groups put together. So if we're talking about how to solve both parts of this equation, I need your help. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Jeff is listening on WDTK, 1400 AM there in Utica. And Jeff, welcome. We are glad that you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Hi.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Glad I found you tonight.
I am too.
The idea of the federal government imposing this regulation or suggestion or anything else on states is completely backwards. The states have more power to police themselves than the federal government does. It's not right for the federal government to step in and extend their authority beyond what is legal. I would compare it to E-Verify. Why hasn't E-Verify been enforced as the federal government wants it to be, but they haven't enforced it against illegal immigrants? They're claiming to want to do it in the next immigration reform, I call illegal immigration reform, but they're yet to do it. So
Okay, Jeff, I get where you're at on the states' rights issue. The states, and I agree with you. I think the states should tell the federal government to go park cars for a living because they have no business telling them what they can or can't do. I mean, seriously, go push boulders up hills or something. It's going to be more productive than trying to tell the states what they can and can't do. And the courts have consistently seen that and affirmed that. But let me ask you this question. The general principle of, because there's only 9 states that are pushing back against the feds, which means there's another 41 that are probably going to abide by this request for the state to strongly discourage local businesses from running criminal background checks because of the fear of in some way hurting certain population. What do you think of that? Of the government asking businesses to not run background checks on the people that they hire?
I would think for right now, many states are simply ignoring the issue. And that's why you only see, I think you said 41 states aren't dealing with it. I think they're simply ignoring it.
No, 41 states are not, they're not, they're showing compliance to the request. It's only 9 states that have said they're going to not go along with what the feds are doing.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
That's okay.
You. One state, the governor, I believe his name is McDonald, I believe it's from Virginia, and he's pushing to make, allow felons, convicted felons, to vote and to not be penalized, inquired about in, when they go for...
That's what this is. Yeah, Jeff in Utica, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. I want to know your thoughts on this. The federal government saying to the states, you need to make sure your people don't run criminal background checks on the companies that they run within the boundaries of your states. Because if you do, what they're subtly saying under the surface is if you run criminal background checks on people before you hire them, you are racists. That's the new bomb that they drop on everything all the time now. Well, you're going to disproportionately hurt certain communities because they get arrested more. Why is that the business person's problem? I'm not trying to be smart. I'm trying to ask a sincere question. Why is that the problem of the person who runs the business? You don't want a criminal record. There's an easy way around that. Don't get arrested. I mean, that's simple. And the business owner has nothing to do with that. 888-340-3373. I'm just curious as to your thoughts on this. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're live from New York tonight. Stevie B will check in with us at the top of the next hour. Kevin McCullough is my name. You can find me online at facebook.com/KMC01, KMCradio.net, or on Twitter at KMCradio. But the simple question, should business owners be asked not to run criminal background checks on people before they hire them by the government? Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York each Saturday. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, so glad that you're with us every Saturday night. Hundreds of radio stations, satellite, Sirius XM, Channel 131, and also now growing to television, and not just in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston, but very soon we will also be in New York City. And then from what I understand, it just goes from there. Boston, Miami, Los Angeles, all adding in the months to come. And we look forward to being with you every single weekend. So thank you for being here. My question is very simple. I told you at the top of the broadcast that the government wants to wants to really strong arm business owners and say you can't run criminal background checks on people before you hire them. To which I think I want to throw a Coke bottle at somebody's head in that case. I mean, it just sounds ridiculous to me, and I don't understand how. I mean, who is this? Fidel Castro? What are we doing here? How can you come in? Well, you can't run. How am I supposed to? Let's not have any qualifications for any job anywhere. Let's just hire them and hope for the best. How will that work out? We're going to take your calls, 888-340-3373. I want to say thank you to a brand new sponsor that is not a brand new sponsor at all. They are a returning sponsor, AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. Do you have a desire to be an actor or a model or talent in some way, a singer, a dancer, stand-up comic? My vice president of operations and programming here at Extreme Media thinks he's a stand-up comic regularly. But he went through the AMTC. He's actually quite gifted. But he went through the AMTC program. Their challenge is they're a faith-based talent development ministry. And if you have kids that you think in your youth group, in your family, in your extended family that have talent, you need to go to amtcworld.com and get them to sign up for an audition. There's no cost to the auditions. They will be analyzed by industry professionals and given an assessment of what their skill level is. So I think if you know a kid in your youth group, a kid in your neighborhood, a kid in your family, maybe it's you yourself that have the gift of acting, singing, modeling, dancing, stand-up comics, then check out amtcworld.com, amtcworld.com. They are searching for the actors, models, singers, and dancers that are going to not just go into the industry, but actually influence for the cause of what is true and what is good. And they will help give you the training to do that. So register for your audition today. There's no cost for it. They're all over the place. There's a big one taking place in Detroit, Dallas, Atlanta, and about a dozen others that are currently on the website. AMTCworld.com is where you can go and find out more information. AMTCworld.com. I can just see all the grandmas now pulling out the pen going, where did he say? Got to get on the interwebs? Where did I go? Yeah. AMTC. Actors, Models, Talent for Christ. AMTCworld, all one word, .com. AMTCworld.com. I can also give you a phone number. It's 800-STAR, the word star, S-T-A-R, and then the number's 420. 800-STAR-420, 800-STAR-420, or AMTCworld.com. Okay. Back to the topic at hand, the government wants to ask the states to tell their businesses that you can't run criminal background checks for people that you want to hire because it's in some way a sign of racism in your company. That's the thinking behind the request by the federal government to stop businesses from doing this. Let's go to you and see what you have to say. Line 2, Cheryl is calling from Dallas. She's watching us tonight on the UAN. Cheryl, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Kevin McCullough holding down the fort for both of us tonight. We're so glad that you're with us.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
I would just like to make some statements. I made some notes here.
Okay.
This is political correctness at the very worst, or the very best, I guess you should say. Fort Hood tragedy is a very good example of this. Think
how so?
About it.
No,
it's
yes.
It's going to perpetrate all the America haters. And what really upsets me is this Obama government seems to want to steamroll state governors into doing what they want them to do. And another thing, the way I personally feel, is just another step tearing America down. You're going to have total chaos when you just open your doors and your companies to any riffraff out there. There are people that don't want to work. They want to steal. They want to just basically do their thing, and they're not going to be contributing to companies.
Well, Cheryl, let me take it one step further. So if it's racist to run criminal background checks on people before you hire them, is it equally racist to not hire people that cannot read or do math? I mean, because
yes,
you have... If you're going to be
yes,
fair and you're going to say there's certain outcomes that are just that way in certain communities because of it, are you supposed to hire anyone regardless of how qualified they actually are? Is that what they're saying?
Kevin, this is what is so sad about America right now. We have lost our mind. Honestly, we have.
That's Cheryl from Dallas, and I'm Kevin McCullough. And Cheryl, I'm sorry, the computer, we're up against the clock. But this is Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us here on the Baldwin McCullough Show.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder, Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
It's Baldo McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. We're glad that you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I believe we have one phone line open. And glad to have you with us. We're talking about this kind of breaking news story. Fox News had it up as their top headline moments before we started the show tonight. And I scrapped the other stuff I was going to talk about. I may still get to that. This last week, the government was revealed to have demanded from all of the internet companies that operate inside the United States that have passwords, they had demanded that the passwords, the encrypted passwords of like your Facebook and Twitter account, be turned over to the government. If we have time in the second hour, I'll get to that. But that was what I was going to start with. And then this thing comes out where you have the federal government saying to the states, look, we want you to clamp down on your people. Now, why they're having the states do it and they don't just try to enforce it themselves? Well, maybe it's because they've realized they've lost a lot of credibility on this kind of stuff. So they're, okay, the states do our dirty work for us now. So they're saying, well, we want you to clamp down on your people, and we want the businesses in your state to not run background checks on people before they hire people anymore. And I'm scratching my head going, how does that help anyone? And I realize I might be missing something. I realize that from a different perspective based on race, there might be different outcomes to this. So maybe there are people saying, you don't understand, Kev. For instance, African Americans are arrested at 10 times the rate of everyone else in the culture. You know, it's going to adversely affect joblessness in the African American community, which is already suffering at a higher rate than everywhere else. Mostly due to the policies of the federal government. So but if that is true, and I'm not discounting that it could be, what I would like to hear are some ideas about how you compromise so that you're not adding to the woes of the African American community and the pain that already exists there and the jobless numbers that are already plaguing that sector, but that you also still give the business owners the right to be wise stewards of their businesses. Doesn't that just make sense? It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's a what is wise and what is not wise thing, right? We don't have to wear jerseys in this discussion. It's not about whose team you're on. It's about what makes sense. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. I know that several of you are trying to get through from Florida, and for some reason, even when we have a line open, you're not getting through. So just hang in there and get to us. Actually, I guess there is someone here. Abdul, line 2. Line 2, Abdul, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. He's not there. Line 1, John in New Jersey. You're up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hello, Mr. McCullough. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, but please call me Kevin. You say Mr. McCullough, I'm going to look for my dad over my shoulder or something. Wonder where he is.
I understand. Fine, Kevin. My question is this. Seems wrong. My question is regarding companies and corporations such as the following, which need to hire people they can trust: daycare centers, doctors' offices, pharmacies, companies dealing with sporting goods, incorporated municipalities, police and firemen, construction companies maybe dealing with dangerous equipment or explosives, and companies dealing with hazardous materials. What about these companies? Are they not going to be checking criminal backgrounds as well?
Well, you know, a bunch of them that you just listed off there, John, are actually government organizations from some standpoint or another. And it's interesting. Do you put public school teachers in schools that have criminal records of being sex offenders? Do you even check? Where's the wisdom in this? This is what I don't understand. And, I'm not totally closed off to the argument of the other side saying, hey, you know, we may feel targeted in this exercise. But is hurting someone's feeling reason to put kids at risk by hiring in daycare centers or in schools people that are that have a previous record on these things? What's your answer to that question, John?
My answer is that's the wrong approach. It has to be the safety of the people entrusted to those organizations, corporate companies, corporations. You've got small businesses dealing with things that affect entire communities.
Yeah.
The safety of those entire communities is at risk, including the people that apparently this legislation is trying to individually protect. So if you're not protecting the entire community, how can you protect the individual?
Well, and that makes, thank you, John, for your call. That makes total sense to me. See, here's the problem. After they had made these very strong-armed suggestions to the states, and most of the states complied, and now 9 have said, no, we're not going to go along with this. We're going to sue to stop your inquiry here. We're going to cease and desist on this dumb idea. Only 9 states, though. I mean, that's kind of concerning. You got 41 states that are in the tank going, yep, we'll just do whatever Eric Holder asks us to. Yep, that'll be fun. 15 months after the guidelines come out, there are now some federal lawsuits that are being filed against Dollar General stores and a BMW facility in South Carolina alleging civil rights, and they're connecting it to criminal background checks, that people were in some way prejudiced against being hired because they had a criminal thing pop up on their history. I don't even know how you prove that. Here's a simple question, and anyone listening can respond to this. Should I have the right as a business owner to say, I'm sorry, if you've committed a crime of any sort and been convicted of it in your past, I have the right not to hire you? Morally speaking, should I have that right to make that discernment for my own company? Yes or no? 888-340-3373. Doesn't matter what skin color you are. What matters is, have you been arrested or convicted of something in the criminal courts? Should I, as a business owner, have the right to say to someone that comes and says, you know what, I was convicted of something. Do I have the right to say, I'm not going to hire you on that grounds? Or to reverse it, should the person that is applying for the job say, you can't deny me the job based solely on that? 888-340-3373. Want to know what you think? Because you know what you think shapes what you believe. What you believe ends up shaping your behavior. Your behavior leads to the impact that you leave in this world. Think, believe, act, impact. It's a system you can't stop. And we need to think more clearly. That's why we obliterate confusion on a regular basis and try to infuse the discussion with some common sense, or sense that is no longer common. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And a good Saturday night to you from New York City. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and if you're seeing a live shot on your TV screen right now, that's Times Square. I mean, that's just nuts. How many people are out there? Beautiful day. Didn't get more than a degree above, I think, 82 in the New York metro area today. So just a gorgeous summer day. And glad to be with you on this very comfortable Saturday evening. I hope it's comfortable where you are. I know there's some hotter areas. Tonight, there are states all over this country that are just trying to get the federal government to leave them alone. Just leave us. Just leave us alone, please. Stop doing this mess. Stop trying to tell our businesses in our states that they can't do certain things, like protect their business. At least that's how I would view it if I was in one of these states and viewing what this is. But the state attorneys general of 9 states are suing the federal government to stop new guidelines from the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity. The Office of Equal Employment Opportunity, EOE. But 15 months after they issued new guidelines in which companies can't have criminal background checks on people, they have brought now lawsuits against Dollar General stores, I think that's nationally, and a BMW facility in South Carolina. And they're alleging civil rights violations. The EEOC chairman, Jacqueline Breen, says, "We believe that these lawsuits and your application of the law as articulated through your enforcement guidance are misguided and quintessential example of gross federal overreach." This is what the attorney general wrote to the EEOC chairman. The June 11 suits allege that Dollar General violated the civil rights of 2 applicants. In one case, the applicant alleged she was denied employment even though a felony conviction was incorrectly attributed to her. Okay. That might not be the only reason she didn't get a job. Okay, your record's wrong. You should probably do everything you can to get that record straightened out. And if you know that it's wrong, if you know when somebody does run a background check that it's going to ding something that that's not supposed to be there, you tell them about that in the interview. You don't wait till it's over and go, "Oh, by the way, you found that? Oh, I didn't know you were going to find that." In the BMW case, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleges that when the company required contract employees at the South Carolina plant to reapply for their jobs in 2008, a disproportionate percentage of those terminated were black, including some who had already worked for company contractors. The suit alleges BMW's policy doesn't consider the nature of crimes or how long ago they were committed. And that goes back to my question, am I allowed to deny someone employment, a job, if they have any criminal conduct in their past? Is that my right as a private business owner? Or should I be required through the force of law to hire people, regardless of whether or not criminal activity in their past is part of that record? 888-340-3373. This isn't a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is a right versus wrong. Common sense. We'll talk about it next.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.